The Palestinian Liberation Organization has issued a press release detailing over 20,000 violations that have taken place by the Israelis against the Palestinians in 2013. According to the PLO press release, the Israeli army killed 56 Palestinians in 2013, arrested and detained 4,533 Palestinians, and erected 5,214 flying checkpoints throughout the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. The press release also says that the Palestinians have suffered from a dramatic increase in violations, incursions, and attacks compared to previous years. And paradoxically, these violations escalated during the period of Israeli-Palestinian negotiations.
During the previous year, the Israelis pushed for more settlement units with Netanyahu as the leader. They also gave priority for the expansion of settlements in the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds and the West Bank alongside housing demolitions. Their crimes are rapidly escalating as they have been responsible for killing, arresting and torturing Palestinians.
Since the resumption of the negotiations at the end of July 2013, the Israelis have announced 6,200 new settlement units. Rights groups say what is more worrying is that the Israelis have also passed a bill in the Knesset that would allow them to annex the Jordan Valley onto Israel.
The most important issues are the killings and the escalation in arrests, the lack of freedom of movement for the Palestinians due to the flying checkpoints and their attempt to take over the Jordan Valley and the Judaization of Jerusalem al-Quds.
The PLO press release also says that there's been an increase in the demolition of Palestinian houses, specifically in the Jordan Valley, to make more room for Israeli settlement activities. The press release on the violation of the rights of the Palestinians by the Israelis shows a clear escalation in violence in the year 2013 compared to last year, particularly in the time of negotiations. This has led to many members of the PLO urging acting chief of the Palestinian Authority to halt negotiation and hold Tel Aviv accountable for their crimes. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.